As we prepare to move into this time of meditation, will you pray with me? O Lord, our God, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Bless, O Lord, our hearts and minds that we might hear your word and live into the call that you have on our lives. Draw us ever closer in this holy season to you. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Going to begin with a bit of technology, I hope, this morning. All it takes is buy the calendar and you'll be into it, I think. So, when I first saw that, I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was absolutely wonderful to point us to the true meaning of Advent, the true meaning of preparation for our Lord to come again, until I saw that line, but it isn't about repentance. And then I read the scripture passages for this particular week in the lectionary, and it's all about repentance and John the Baptist. So it got me to think a little bit more deeply about that. It does present a very comforting and wonderful image of reflection and meditation by the fireside, hot chocolate and times with family close by. And yet, in too many of our worlds, that is not the world we are encountering in these days of Advent. If you are so blessed, then by all means, share that with others. However, for many people, this is a time of great challenge, great distress, great times in our world of uncertainties, of war, and many challenging times. The hurts of our community are very real. 2 years out of three in the Advent lectionary readings, we get this picture of the Advent season, this picture of the miracle, the wonder, the excitement, the joy of preparing for our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we come to year C, and we hear what I refer to as the doom and gloom Advent passages. You can read them yourself. If you look at all of them, there are many of them that are not even as positive as this one in Luke, as we have this call to repentance. But even a call to repentance is not all doom and gloom. Because if we remember what repentance means, it means turning around, looking at our world in a new way, not pretending that the world that we are in the midst of does not exist. In reality, the Advent that we are called to celebrate is really both and. This opportunity to hear this message of repentance and turn away from the things that are separating us from God in this season, which is what this video in its best points to. It's not just about tidings of comfort and joy. We read in today Luke's gospel in the promise of this God come to earth. Christmas is entering the world. God is breaking into our lives. And this is the good news of Advent that comes when we stop and pay attention, even in little ways. There is wonder and mystery in the way that the coming of a little baby could transform a world and is still in the process of transforming it. But there's also this message in Advent to repent, to turn around, to turn to God, to stop and take a look at our lives and how we're living them, and to seek to live ever more focused in God. In order to do that, we need to ask the question, with what are we really busying ourselves for in this season? And where is that of God? Advent invites us to take time to look at that, even if we only do it in the quiet of this one worship hour. Advent can begin to give us a chance to look at that and begin to make changes in our lives. As Andrew said in his children's message, it takes more than one day. Too often, we think that we, though, are the beginning and the end of all of life. That all that happens is by our power, our wisdom, our knowledge, our energies, our imagination. And I think that's why our energies so often flag at this time of the year, as we look at all the things that we want to accomplish and the expectations that are upon us. We need to remember that we are not the Savior. We read in Luke's gospel, repent, turn around to God. It's a challenge to move from those places that we find ourselves, to literally turn and face another direction. And it can be very painful as well. But in that turning, in that moment, we begin to see what is possible, what is available, the grace that is around us, and with that, the possibilities of hope, peace, joy, and love that we remember in this Advent wreath. John the Baptist says after this text that we read this morning, that Matt read this morning, do not begin to say to yourselves, we have as Abraham as our ancestor, for I tell you God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Advent is a time for us to take inventory of our lives and to recognize those places where God has indeed shown up. And there are many for in this year past. For Advent is the beginning of a new church year. Where have you been blessed by God in this year? Where have you seen that in others, if not in yourselves? We talked about that in the Keeping Christ class last week at TNT, how to nurture that sense of expectancy of God, that God is coming again, and to be reminded that God comes through the witness of Scripture, reflecting back on the stories of faith through the ages. I've had a hunger for Scripture in this Advent that I haven't always had so strongly, to look back on those places, especially in the doom and gloom Advent passages, to look back and remember where God has blessed. Does our life in Christ in these days reflect that sense of God's awesome presence? Is our focus there instead of the things that would take us away from God? To seek God first. Maybe one way to do that is to start the day upon waking, before you jump out of bed, to the list of to-dos that you have, to think about and pray about the ways and the things that are ahead of you. To remember what blessings came in making it through the night. To raise to God the concerns of the day today and to hand them over to God and to seek first God's help in that. The daily lectionary for today points us to Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and all that is in it. All of our life is in the Lord. Lift up your heads that the King of glory may come in. Lift them up. Turn them around. Look around you. At the people nearby, at the folks that you see. We delude ourselves when we think that we can accomplish this by our own power. John the Baptist knew that, and his call to repentance, to literally turn around, reminds us again of that. When you turn around, you begin to look at the world in a different way, in a different light, and life can no longer be the same. Bear fruits worthy of repentance, John the Baptist goes on to say in this passage of Luke. Do not rest on your own laurels or on your own past good behavior as a Christian or in church, for we are in a new season, a season to welcome Christ again in our lives, a new year. Salvation comes in Jesus, and it will come again this Christmas. Will we be ready to offer our lives for it, expecting, waiting, hoping, praying, and as we are able to reach out to another who is hurting in care, in big or small ways? This, my friends, is indeed good news, even amidst the doom and gloom Advent passages. Christ comes. We await in anticipation for new ways that God is breaking through in wonder, in grace, in the strength of answered prayer, in the hope of better tomorrows from the God who fulfills this promise to Isaiah that we read in Luke's gospel. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. I have a new, as you know from the last time that I preached after our return from the Middle East, I have a new appreciation of the need for this. This was a gift by the Palestinian folks who were hosting us as we were in Bethlehem. It shows the manger and the wise men seeking to get to the manger through the wall that surrounds Bethlehem in these days. I invite you to think about that and the walls that are preventing you from finding new ways. To redouble our efforts to pray for peace in a world where that is lacking. To look at ways in which we might be a light, not just to one another in this community, but to the ends of the earth. And to remember that that is not by our power that we do that, but by the power and the grace and the salvation of our Lord and God that we worship and point to in this season. This is the God we worship and adore, even in the darkest of times and moments. Blessed be God's name in all the earth. Alleluia and amen.